Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The Spartanburg Area Chamber of Commerce recently named our next guest company their Small Business of the Year, recognizing their work in digital marketing. So we thought we'd invite him to our studio today to check in on the latest trends in website design, social media, and all things internet. Charles Refshaughey is co-founder of A-Line Interactive in Spartanburg. Charles, congratulations on your award.
Thanks, Mike. We're excited to have received it. We've been involved with the Spartanburg Area Chamber of Commerce for a long time, and so it was a huge accomplishment for us to receive that award and be recognized.
Tell us a little bit more about A-Line Interactive and how the company got started.
A-Line was started back in 2011. My brother and I had been in a career in real estate selling land down in the Lowcountry, and Drew had been working an IT consulting project up in the upstate, and his project was wrapping up, and I didn't seem to have an aptitude at it. And so we were on the phone and he asked me if I wanted to move back to the upstate and sell websites, and he'd program them. And that's really how we got our start.
And so you are in the marketing side of the company then?
Yes, I work with our creative team, and Drew runs more of the programming team and the technology component. But I work with our creatives and our graphic designers and project managers.
Well, walk us through how the company has grown. You started out just you and your brother, and now you're telling me you have staff, employees, designers?
That's right. When we started our business, it was the two of us, and we would hire freelance graphic designers to help us go through the creative process of a website. Over time, as we got busier, it made sense to bring in a full-time project manager and to really bring one of our graphic designers into the fold to work on a more ongoing basis with us, and our team grew that way. And so for a couple of years there, we grew our team and we focused on website development, and then one day we decided that we had the skill sets to actually shift into a full-blown digital marketing agency. We had a great book of business, a lot of great clients, and it was really an opportunity for us to expand our product offering by leveraging a lot of the skill sets we already had on the team.
And so what does digital marketing encompass nowadays?
It's social media, it's email marketing, pay-per-click campaigns, serving up digital banner ads and things, retargeting campaigns, you know, anything focused strategically on getting your message out through these platforms to your target audience.
And how have things changed since you started the company?
We live in an age where the industry continues to change and shift, and new platforms pop up. There's just a lot of people these days that are used to, and they've grown up using technology, and there's a lot of new social media platforms that pop up and arise. With digital marketing, you do see something where every 6 months there might be some new trend or some new platform that people are using and companies are trying to figure out how to use. Just being strategic in what you decide to work with. We're seeing more and more people using video to tell their stories. There's a lot of noise out on social media. It's becoming harder and harder to get your message out amidst all the noise. And so we're seeing more and more people using social media channels to highlight their culture and to show the authenticity of their company. A lot of that is effectively thinking through storytelling and using these platforms to educate your audience and tell more of the authentic side of who you are. We're seeing that being very impactful.
In social media marketing, is Facebook still king?
I think Facebook's going to be around for a while. I mean, you've got a huge user base on that platform, and it spans a lot of different generations. There's going to be certain tools that might work better for younger folks, but I think Facebook is going to continue to be relevant because it is such an opportunity to showcase your brand in a lot of different ways and to show the support that you might have for your brand. It is kind of the go-to, I think, for a lot of folks and a lot of companies.
We've got just a minute left. Share with us a few tips for our small business owners in the audience, things that they should definitely be doing in digital marketing.
I think it's very important to, as a small business, really be intentional in the platform that you do use, not to overcommit. I mean, there's a lot of different things out there, and I see a lot of times where a company or a nonprofit or small business might feel like they need to adopt, you know, all of these social media platforms, all of the email marketing platforms, you know, all of the different tools out there. And I think that if a company will stop and take a look at what their marketing objectives are, what their target audience is, and then picking out a platform that can work really well for them and doing it right, I think that's important. And I think a lot of companies try to do too much
Thanks for visiting our studio today, and congratulations again on your award.
Thanks for having me in.
Charles Refshaughey is co-founder of A-Line Interactive, recent recipient of the Spartanburg Area Chamber of Commerce's Small Business of the Year Award. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.